Get ready for the Get ready for the 2016 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Camarillo Airport. The Camarillo Airport comes alive with aerobatic performances, classic warbirds, helicopter and airplane rides, a World War II reenactment camp, as well as a variety of food and street vendors. The Camarillo Wings Association distributes the air show net profits to participating nonprofit groups that promote youth in science and aviation. Tickets and more information are available at www.wingsovercamarillo.com. It's fun for the whole family the weekend of August 21st and 22nd at the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport. Parking is free. See you there. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And why I say welcome back is because we've already been here for an hour, and I hope that you can join us next week and the week after for all of our 6 o'clock show. We start every Saturday from 6 to 8, and we hope that you're starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We talk about the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And, of course, I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
There you go. And of course, we've got Tom.
On a beautiful Saturday, great day. Got
there
Wings
Over
Camarillo.
There you go. And we are so excited. We've got Linda Ehrlich in our studio, and she's going to be talking about Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And of course, that's happening this weekend. We are so excited that we're going to be out there, and we've been giving away lots of tickets. And I do want to give out our phone number at 805-419-0008. If you haven't already got your tickets, you might have a chance to win some more, and I would love to do that. Also, we've got lots of other things that we're giving away. We're also going to be talking with Dr. Marilyn Joyce about her book, Instant Energy, and doesn't everybody need a little instant energy? And then we have Randy Senzik, and he's going to be talking about the 5th annual Brewfest in Thousand Oaks, and of course it's presented by the Kiwanis, and of course we've got tickets for that too. So we've got lots of stuff, and again, Chad, do you want to talk about some of that?
Yeah, we have so many amazing things this week. We have Wings Over Camarillo is hosting their annual air show from August 20th to August 21st at the Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on those awesome airplanes. Elite Theaters is playing In the Midst of All is Good, a funny comedy by Tom Eubanks. Shows are Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. The show runs from July 22nd to August 21st, located at 2731 Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And also, Rubicon Theater is hosting the 5th event of the Back to the Garden, the songs of Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and Laura Nyro. August 20th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. and August 21st at 2 p.m. located at 1006 East Main Street. And we have a pair of tickets for all of those events. Call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. I want to hear all of your calls right now. I mean, there's so many things we want to share with you here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I do want to welcome Linda Ehrlich. And Linda, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. And, you know, it's been so fun talking to you and then to get to see your face and get to meet you. And I know that you are the marketing director, of course, for Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, but you're actually a pilot. And I'm so excited to talk to you a little bit about that. So welcome. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me here. And again, that pilot stuff came later on in life.
That's awesome.
You know, when I was growing up as a young girl, I always looked up. I was born at a military base. My father was in the military. And so I was around military airplanes, always looking up, always fascinated, wanted to be an astronaut. I actually remember when they walked on the moon.
Wow.
And when I graduated from high school, I thought the world was out there. I could do it. And then I learned, well, no, women didn't fly in the military at that time. So I was discouraged and stuff and pointed in a different direction, which was accounting at that time.
A little different.
Different accounting. And, you know, like most girls at that time, that it just didn't seem like it was something I could do. Plus, I didn't know that there was this other world out there. And it wasn't until about 13 years ago, I was working with a coworker, and she was saying she was testing out her new airplane that they just built. And I'm like, what, you were in the military? Because she just looked at me dumbfounded like, no, there's general aviation. And I knew nothing about general aviation.
How funny.
I wasn't near a little airport.
Wow.
Like Camarillo. And so she took me to a meeting of the Women Pilot Association called the 99s. She took me to the meeting. I listened to women that
were inspiring to
20, 30 years, and I didn't know this even existed. Next day, I signed up for pilot lessons, and 11 months later, I got my pilot's license.
Where do you fly?
I have an airplane out at Camarillo.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going there right now.
I have my airplane at Camarillo, and I fly. I actually work up in the Bay Area. I have clients up there, so I fly up there. But I have flown all over California, everywhere in the West.
Do you fly by yourself?
There's times I fly by myself. I prefer to have a passenger.
Okay.
I mean, it's especially when it's a longer haul, but if you have to fly by yourself, a lot of us fly into the local areas. We go to San Luis Obispo for lunch or Catalina for
burgers.
Okay,
when are we leaving, right? Okay, right. I love it.
And then one of the biggest things I wanted to do was to go to Africa and fly all over Africa. So that was also my vision. And so 5 years ago, a friend of mine, we rented a plane in Africa and for 3 weeks flew all over Africa.
You know, it's funny. I was just at dinner last night and I was speaking to a woman named Maggie Bird. I don't know if you know who she is. She's a local pilot as well. And that's one of her bucket list things. And we want to go do that. So that sounds absolutely amazing.
It was the most amazing experience to not only fly, but you get to go to the most amazing places that most people don't get to. I went to 5 countries. I even landed on an island, got on a houseboat, went on the Zambezi River for 3 days. I flew over the falls myself.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, so you just, what an experience.
It was. It was the most amazing experience. It's one of those bucket lists as a pilot.
So you must be pretty adventurous.
I am adventurous.
She's on the top of the 10 list, okay.
A little bit of adventure, So motorcycles, airplanes, boats, you name it.
You have a need for speed.
I do. Okay. I wanted to be a race car driver.
Now I have a race car driver as my son who's been racing since 4 and a half. Yeah. And
you know what it is too? I think people have the idea that the small planes are dangerous it's not. I mean, 99% of any time a plane crashes is human error.
Yes.
It's never the plane. machine.
It's very rare. I mean, mechanical failures on the small aircraft. I mean, we have such inspections, you know, every year. Everything's redundant other than my engines. Yeah. You know, I've got only one, but it's a glider.
Yeah, and exactly. See, and if you're a good pilot, you can glide to landing. Yeah.
But typically it's pilot error or, you know, there's other things that
factor
happen.
Weather, you know.
But if you're a good pilot, you won't be flying in the weather.
This is so true. It's kind of like our boat, okay? Yep. You don't take it out if it's a respect of, you know, nature. I'm really interesting. I'm really excited to meet all of the 99 group. And how many is there 99, or how did you get that name 99?
Well, a lot of people ask that, but back in 1929, a letter was sent out to 117 women pilot. That's all there were in 1929. And 99 of them came to the meeting.
So they got creative
and said, we'll be the 99s. And the first president of the 99s was Amelia Earhart, and the organization has existed since 1929.
Wow, that's amazing.
Our chapter, the Ventura County, is just in this area. We have over 105 women pilots, and we are the largest chapter in the organization. We are the most active chapter since 1994. We've been in existence over 30-something years. Started out at Santa Paula Airport. I think one reason why we are so successful is we've got three great airports, plus we have Point Magoo, and we have military women that are in our chapter. But I think because we have so many great airports and great places to fly to that are local.
Right.
And so since 1994, we've raised over $130,000 for scholarships.
That's awesome.
Every year we try to give between $10,000 and $15,000 out to, you know, women that want to fly. We also have different scholarships, advanced scholarships, and mentorship programs and things like that. We're also very active, you know, in the community. I think that the last 6 years I've been on the board, one of the biggest things has been to get community awareness that, especially to young girls, that there's more out in this area than you believe. Not just in flying, there's aviation careers, and this area is a hotbed for the next generation, which is for the UAVs and the drones and stuff. I mean, Point Magoo is nothing but, you know, sending all of them out there and testing them just right out here. So there's a lot of schools and activities that are happening in this area. And Ventura County is very active in the STEM, you know, the science, technology, engineering area.
So if there's, you know, listeners right now that have always had this dream, or their daughters, you know, have had this dream, what would you tell them?
Well, first of all, I would get them out to that airport, because we have probably one of the finest little airports around. And by size, it's actually not that little. I mean, there's smaller ones like Santa Paula. Even Santa Paula has First Sunday. Go out to First Sunday, walk around, see the airplanes. You get to walk right next to them. We have the most amazing cafe, if anybody knows about the Waypoint Cafe.
Yes, of course.
And then the park that's out in front of the air, gives information and stuff. That was a collaboration of the nonprofits at the airport that raised the money to build that park. And they say that once you plant that seed in a small child, where they're 8 years old, they're running around, they're seeing that, they're getting to actually see planes, they see people, it plants that seed in them. And so I would encourage people to go there. If you have high school students, we're in our third annual Aviation Career Day. It's the last Friday of October this year. It's at the Camarillo Museum there at the Commemorative Air Force. It's through the schools. We have typically about the 30 schools that get invited. Over 400 students come.
Wow.
And they learn about careers. It's not just about being a pilot. There's so many careers out there in aviation.
Can you tell her passion or what? I love it.
Well, you know what? I found it later.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have known earlier.
I know.
You know what I want to point out too is people here, you know, you think planes and all these other things out there. There's so many nonprofits and amazing amazing organizations out there that do these things for free for kids. I know. So you don't have to have money to be able to do this.
Yeah.
You just for you to experience it, or your kids to experience
it.
I mean, the Camarillo Airport is amazing out there. You can take them to the museum that's out there. There's so much, and it doesn't cost you anything. But your time.
Exactly. And the experimental pilots have a Young Eagles program where they'll take young kids up free. They have
so
that
many
program.
Great things. Linda, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Wings Over Camarillo Air Show and how exciting it's going to be. And of course, it's today and tomorrow. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. Let's give some tickets away to that again. And
we have Craig Shoemaker will be at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on September 17th at 7 p.m. For more information, visit civicartsplaza.com. Also, Peter Cetera will be at the Thousand Oaks Arts Plaza on September 17th, also at 8 p.m. For more information, visit them at civicartsplaza.com. And then we have a new one, Mamapalooza, a mom's night of comedy featuring Lisa Ann Walter, Sherry Shepherd, big names there, and Rosa Blasi. Unapologetically honest and edgy comics bring the hilarious side of mom life to the Sure Forum on Friday, September 30th at 7:30 p.m. Call right now. We have tickets for both, or all three, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I do want to do a shout-out. Everybody get over to the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. That is happening today and tomorrow, and we'd love to have you out there. There's going to be so many great things happening. So again, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. That's it.
Let's give a shout out to one of our amazing sponsors, NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. Mission is to propel women entrepreneurs into economic, social, and political spheres of power worldwide by strengthening the wealth creating capacity of our members and promoting economic development. You can check them out at nabovc.org. That's NABOVC.org.
All right, Tom?
I have a unique flying story. The first two times I flew, I parachuted.
Oh, my gosh.
First two times I was in an airplane. I didn't fly until I was 21. Somebody made fun of me. So they said, you haven't been in a plane? What are you? What's wrong with you? And I said, I never have. So I was going to fly to Vegas and fly back and say, okay, I was in a plane. One of those serendipitous things, I flipped open the Yellow Pages and Paris Valley jump lessons. And I thought, I called them and I said, I can go there and jump out of a plane in one day. And they said, absolutely. So I went and I jumped out. Then I went back and I jumped out again. Then I went and flew out of Camarillo Airport with a buddy of mine. So the first two times I took off, I didn't land.
Yeah, that would not be my way of
landing. Yeah, I landed on your feet.
Yeah, all by myself.
Oh, God.
Yeah, very, and that's back in the early days of a static line jumping. So I jumped out on a round chute where you didn't have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
see,
it was
I still
want to
do that. I think I'll do that for my 40th.
And you can do
it
right here.
You can do it
right here. And you'll see one of the great jumpers to start the show out of the jump.
Yeah.
And he comes down with the American flag. It's
beautiful. That's right. That was great. All right. So, Linda, really excited to share Wings Over Camarillo. We've been doing it the last month, and it's finally here this weekend.
Yes.
And so, what are we going to expect that day?
Well, you know, a lot of people just think it's a normal air show, and I think once you understand the background, this air show's been going on for 36 years. This is our 36th year, and the amazing thing about this air show that a lot of people don't know about is it is a nonprofit. It is a 100% volunteer. Nobody gets paid. There's about 50 of us that work full-time year-round, on top of our jobs. And almost everybody has a job, and we work around to put this air show on. And then what we do, when you buy a ticket, it's really a donation to the Camarillo Wings Association. And after we have to pay performers and pay all the stuff to put this air show on, we then turn that around to all the nonprofits that really work in this area to inspire kids, aviation. You know, the commemorative Air Force is out here. You know, restoring those planes is very expensive.
Right.
And so this is one of their fundraisers, too. And so it takes about 400 volunteers to put this air show on. So we get a lot of nonprofits or organizations in the community, the cadets. We get Rio Mesa Band. We get a lot of people and anybody next year who would like, you know, to do this as a fundraiser. It takes a lot of people to help run the show. It gets the kids out there, and it gets them seeing the aviation. But this year, our theme is aviation then and now. And so the starts of air shows were around the aerobatic performers, the barnstormers back in the early days of aviation. So we are focusing. We've got five world-class aerobatic acts. Two of the people are actually local. One is Judy Phelps out of CP Aviation. She's an instructor, a most amazing woman. She instructs aerobatics. So if you feel like
I'll pass on that.
Yeah, she knows me very well. I've had instruction for her. She gave me my tailwheel endorsement.
Wow.
And then we have Tim Just, who is also an aerobatic pilot out of Fox Field. And he's going to be there. So both of them, along with Vicki Benzing, we've got amazing acts this year for that. And then, of course, we have all the World War II. Everybody loves to come and hear the big noise out there. This year is the first year that the PBJ, which was a B-25 that the Marines used during World War II, and they got that
plane. Is that peanut butter and jelly?
That's what I call it, the PBJ.
I just wanted to ask.
It is actually, it took them 23 years to restore. It was restored right out here, 23 years, and this year is its first year in flight. And there's going to be an amazing B-24, B-25, you know, a formation flying. Again, they always have that. It's the grand finale when you see all these military planes. It just gives you chills.
That's amazing.
And last weekend, I was up in that PBJ in the front, in the glass, and it just gave me goosebumps to think what those guys had to see and go through. And that's another thing. We have over 19 veterans still around that will be out at the veterans' tent. And those veterans have the most amazing stories. I always tell people, stop by, you'd be surprised. We have the Tuskegee Airmen. He will be out there again. Mr. Friend is just a delight to talk to. We're also new this year. We haven't done this before, but the Air Force cadets are actually going to be sworn in so that their families can actually see them. Oh, nice. And we have a C-17 display, and this gentleman, the Tuskegee Airmen, is going to actually do this, helping in the swearing ceremony. We've got a band. The military band will be out there. So that's kind of new. And then we have a World War II reenactment camp that people can walk through and see what it was like for the guys.
What time do gates open up?
Gates open at 9.
Okay.
I always suggest to people get there early. There's plenty to see and do.
Okay.
If you, we have bleacher seating. That's a $10 extra, but you can bring your chair and, you know, just put it along the flight line. Walk around and see the planes. People don't realize it's from one end of the airport to the other. So there's a map. Look at the map. It's so much stuff to do. And the UAV pavilion is new this year. It's in a hangar. We have a drone cage. We have 15 people talking specifically about robotics, drones, high school students, clubs in the area. There's a lot going on in this area with regards to that, with drones being built and things with that. Yeah. So.
And we have a beautiful shot that Perry took last year. That's one of the Tuskegee Mustangs.
Yes.
So you notice it because of the red tail and the red nose, if you will, at the propeller. And it's something to do and to see with the kids, get a little history. I do recommend a hat, sunscreen.
If you
bring a chair,
hot.
One that just leans back, because, folks, it's like a fireworks show. For
the
most part, you're
looking up.
So very comfortable, and you will just say, I am so glad I brought the chair. You can't get the bleacher seating, which is wonderful and new.
It's new this year. Yeah. We've not tried that before. Mm-hmm. We also had box seats, but those sold out right away.
Yeah.
So the big thing is that where can you go for $20 a person?
This is a heck
for
of a show.
An all-day event. Yeah. And to meet
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday
so
and
either
Sunday.
Day that you would like to go, right?
Yep.
And
parking.
Yep. And recommend Judy Phelps' conversation if you can. Because she is just a hoot.
Yeah.
You talk to this woman and you think, oh, look at this nice lady here.
Yeah.
Then you look at her skills. It's you see her get in the plane. She gets back down, and you go, that was you. It's awesome.
And she has an amazing story, too, of being, you know, just out there working at the cafe.
Yeah.
And fell into it. And so, you know, it's
I love hearing everybody's journey.
Yeah. You know, we all have that journey. And, again, it's an all-day thing. Hopefully, you know, see it all. There's just so much going on. And the other thing is the military brings out, we get military equipment out there. We've got helicopters from the military bases. Talk to the people who bring those out. They are the young men and women serving in our armed forces, and they stand by that plane, and they love talking to people and letting them go in them. And just, you know, so it's really nice day because we're actually honoring them. And this year's Grand Marshal is Bob Eubanks.
Oh, there you go.
And Bob's son and grandson actually work out at the Commemorative Air Force. They're very involved in aviation, and he wants to help support our organization. So he's going to be our Grand Marshal this year.
I love it. Linda, if they don't win tickets here, where do they go?
They go to the best thing to do is get your tickets online, wingsovercamarillo.com, all1.com. You can buy your tickets online. It's better to do that. You can get them either printed or come with your phone, just right on the phone. This year we actually have scanners, so that'll just scan your phone.
Perfect,
and
perfect.
So that way you can just go directly to the gates and not have to buy a ticket up front. So
Very
we're really
good.
Encouraging people to go through the website.
Wow.
We don't charge them a fee or anything. We just say go to the website because we
Is there going to be food there, water, drinks,
yes,
all that stuff?
Yes. We have, I think there's over 50 different vendors. There's food vendors. There's, you know, anything you want to purchase type vendors. So, yes, water, food. Again, it's nonstop, whatever you want it to be. And then stop by the Women's Pilot tent. We have a silent auction and also an information booth about scholarships, about especially if young girls want to continue flying. We have amazing ways. Two of our members won the international flying scholarships for full ride scholarships for their next level instrument rating and CFI rating. So we definitely encourage young girls to join and be mentored.
Wow. Well, so much great stuff.
So as soon as you get done listening to the show,
that's right.
Get your clothes on. I know. And eat your breakfast and get down there.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you can eat your breakfast there because the 99s have a pancake breakfast.
That's right.
It is the best.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Did you like that segue?
That was very nice. Thank you, Jack.
You're so good. You know,
best pancake breakfast you'll ever have. And
are you going to be making them?
Yes. We are always out there.
We're out there, right?
Another fundraiser for, you know, it takes a lot. We feed all the volunteers that volunteer.
Wow.
So there's...
And I know that's a big ordeal because have hundreds of volunteers and it's...
There you go.
You have to give back to them. You know, they have to know that they're appreciated.
Right. And we do appreciate all the volunteers. And so next year people can join in our organization and just go on our website. We have a volunteer section. And
perfect. Sounds so much fun. Linda, thank you so much. Pleasure meeting with you. I can't
nice
wait for this weekend today and tomorrow. And let's give some more tickets away for the show and then something else.
Yep. So we have Wings Over Camarillo today and tomorrow. So if you can go, call right now. Hosting their annual air show today and tomorrow. Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on those awesome airplanes. We have a couple pair of tickets for that. Also, we have Thousand Oaks Brew Fest hosted by Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks happening Thursday, August 25th, which is this coming Thursday.
That's right.
Located at 1379 Jans Road, Thousand Oaks, Lakeside Pavilion, 4 to 8. Call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, and an email address, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Marilyn Joyce, and we're going to be talking about her book, Instant Energy. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Get ready for the 2016 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Camarillo Airport. The Camarillo Airport comes alive with aerobatic performances, classic warbirds, helicopter and airplane rides, a World War II reenactment camp, as well as a variety of food and street vendors. The Camarillo Wings Association distributes the air show net profits to participating nonprofit groups that promote youth in science and aviation. Tickets and more information are available at www.wingsovercamarillo.com. It's fun for the whole family the weekend of August 21st and 22nd at the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport. Parking is free. See you there. Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And let's mention a couple of our amazing sponsors.
Yeah, we have Assisted Home Health and Hospices, privately owned and operated since 1989. They visit you at your home, in a personal care residence, a hospital, or wherever you choose. Throughout the years, the assisted care team has offered high quality, compassionate home health, palliative care, hospice care, and caregiver services to patients and their loved ones. You can contact them at assisted1.com. That's assisted1.com. Also, Mortgage Couch. Mortgage Couch is ran by Matthew Couch and Shelby Bishop, and they offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Call 805-676-0377 and you get to talk to Matthew or Shelby personally, or you can reach out to their website. It's mortgagecouch.com.
There you go. And you want to, let's give something away.
More tickets. Oh, let's give some more Wings Over Camarillo, which is going on today as soon as we get off the air. And tomorrow at the Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on those awesome airplanes. Call right now. Also, Elite Theater is playing In the Midst of All is Good, a funny comedy by Tom Eubanks. Showings are Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. from July 22nd to August 21st, which is tomorrow.
That's right.
The last day, located at 2731 Victoria Avenue. Call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you.
There you go. All right, let's bring our next guest on, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. Marilyn, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
How are
you? Very good. We're glad to have you on our show. And, of course, your book, Instant Energy. Is this your first book?
No, actually, I've written several books before, but this one is my most recent book.
Congratulations. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question.
I know.
Well, I've spent my life basically in the health field and started out studying yoga. I traveled around the world hitchhiking in the 60s and 70s, those great times when it was safer to do that, and ended up spending a year and a half in India studying yoga. So that was kind of my first intro to health and wellness, but from a holistic perspective. And then years later, I found myself going back to school and becoming a registered dietitian with a background in biochemistry and human nutrition, and really, immersed myself in that career, but at the same time realized that I wasn't getting the compliance I wanted with my patients. So I ended up going into psychology. And so that's what led me to getting my PhD in psychology as well as biochemistry and human nutrition.
Wow.
So that I can, I work more holistically with my patients as a result of that whole perspective in healthcare.
And where are you located?
I'm actually located in Southern California, Long Beach area right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you specialize in treating certain patients, or is there...
Yes. Because I'm a five-time cancer survivor from the 80s myself, despite being in the healthcare field, Kim, I ended up being diagnosed with first melanoma, and we got it early, thank goodness.
Thank God.
And then shortly after that, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer stage 4. Mm. And that's what almost took me out in 1989. But despite all that, I had my miracle weekend, and I'm still here more than 27 years later. Mm. And ended up working in the field of cancer, both with the patient and with their loved ones who were caregivers, as well as professional healthcare caregivers in the hospitals and homes and nursing homes, et cetera. That just was the direction that I fell into as a result of my own experience with cancer, being in the healthcare world, and really marrying the two. And actually, that in the mid-90s, I was the director of nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow.
So I really got to see thousands of patients globally when I was doing that.
Right.
Learned a lot.
Now, wow. You've definitely had a journey, and I'm sure you were actually, I see in your books that you were named the Vitality Doctor. Tell us kind of about that. How are you here to tell this amazing story?
Well, I think that by the grace of something bigger than myself, and I believe in God, so by the grace of God, I'm here today because of, certain things that fell into place. One, I was still young. I was in my mid-30s when I was diagnosed with what would normally be a terminal cancer, according to the medical world. Uterine cancer generally was considered an older woman's illness, although today, quite frankly, Kim, I have seen women as young as 33, even 31, with uterine cancer. It shocks me to see, breast cancer. cancer in 12-year-olds, for example, and uterine cancer in 31-year-olds, and prostate cancer in 35-year-old men. I mean, that just was not heard of back in the 80s, normally. So anyway, that was basically the journey that I went on, was going through that and coming to a place of understanding that, you know, how did I create, for example, instant energy, the five keys to unlimited energy and vitality, and become the vitality doctor. It was that I went from literally being in a wheelchair in 1989, 88 pounds, unable to eat or drink anything, only stuck on ice chips, to my patients actually calling me the vitality doctor. I didn't call myself that. It was like they'd call me the vitality doctor whenever they called me, instead of, you know, Dr. Marilyn or Dr. Joyce or whatever. Yeah.
So, Dr. Marilyn, tell us, and again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. Question, what are the three best and quickest ways to instantly relax your body and your mind?
Well, the number one way is to just close everything down. If you're feeling really stressed out, and we all have those moments in our day where we're just, you know, occasionally, I'm not saying every day necessarily, but, you know, a moment where you just feel overwhelmed by having to be on 24/7, because in this day and age, that's kind of what we're living, a 24/7 life. I mean, many of us even go to bed with our cell phones, you know, so the key is to just shut everything down for 5 minutes. I'm the master of 5-minute healthy strategies that anyone can do anywhere, anytime, because I really believe that you don't need hours. You just shut everything down. Put if you've got appointments you got to be ready for, then put a timer on for 5 minutes. Put your feet up on the couch and just breathe deeply. Count to four, in, holding, and out. So you're breathing into a count of four, holding to a count of four, and releasing to a count of four. And that done slowly and rhythmically will relax you in less than 5 minutes, actually.
Wow.
So that's a key way to do it. And I do like to put on really relaxing music. And in fact, that's something that many people don't do today.
You're right. Yeah. I love music. Music is so contagious. And I love that can really put you in that moment.
Absolutely. And I think just putting on relaxing music in the background, actually, they've shown in research that it assists you in your productivity. That it increases it dramatically. So, you know, that's definitely one of the things you can do. And the other thing is get off your seat and on your feet if you're feeling stressed out.
Ooh, I like that. Off your seat and on your feet. Okay.
Yeah, because if you change your physiology, that changes almost everything. You know, it's like there's also research about that, you know, where if you sit for longer than 60 minutes, you actually are, it's not detrimental to your health. It can lead to cardiovascular disease. It can lead to respiratory problems, et cetera. So just getting off your feet, off your seat and on your feet, and doing something totally different, even if it's just to walk up and down stairs or take a walk around the block or go hug a tree if you're into hugging trees. You know?
Yeah, I love it. I never hugged a tree before, but Chad, have you ever hugged a tree?
I have.
How did I know that? It's okay. Tom, ever tried hugged a tree?
I won't say that situation, but
yeah, I don't know if it was a warm embrace, but there certainly
there
was some intoxication going on.
Bark marks, the whole deal. The bark
marks. Is that like hugging a toilet? No, anyways. Okay. Oh, gosh. Anyways. So what are we going to find in your book, Dr. Joyce?
I'm sorry.
What are we going to find in your book?
Well, you know, what you're going to find are hundreds of simple 5-minute strategies that anyone can do anywhere, anytime, as I said. But what they are, they're broken down into the five keys. And this was like an epiphany that came to me as I was writing the book, Instant Energy, after I actually completed the book and had sent it off to the publisher. And then I woke up 2 hours after I went to bed feeling relaxed that it was done. And I had this epiphany or this, you know, this download from the universe that was the five keys as an, the word energy is an acronym for the five keys that I teach. And it just flowed right out of me onto the computer when I got up and sat down and wrote it out. And it was just the word energy broken down into the five keys, with the initial E being exhale fully first. And that was something I learned in yoga in 1971, was if you don't fully exhale, you can never fully inhale.
Hmm.
So Yeah. So in the breathing process that I teach my clients, I teach them to fully blow the air out at least three times before they begin to breathe deeply, naturally.
Right. So, and is this going to all be in your book?
It's all in the book.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, just to, I'm looking in your book right now, and it says, can I drink too much water? And you say yes, right?
Yes, you can. I mean, most times we hear about how you should have 8 to 10 glasses of water every day, and you do need that. And if you're an athlete or you're doing something in the hot sun, you might need more because you're perspiring. But the concept that you just can drink loads and loads of water, you can actually intoxicate yourself or create toxicity, water toxicity, from too much water, and you can actually die.
Wow.
And we've
very
seen that
interesting.
Everything in moderation.
Everything.
Everything
yeah.
in moderation, exactly.
Yeah, and I love this one other tip here is how do you keep time? You know, a timer. I mean, 5 minute. You know, like I mean, because that's probably my biggest thing. I don't have like boundaries. Talking about boundaries again. You know, I'm like, I gotta go. I'm trying to get like 10 more things in my journey. Dr. Joyce, I'd love to talk to you again. I know we cut it a little bit short. But tell us, where do we find your book? And I'd love to have you back on to go through some of these five keys to unlimited energy and vitality.
That would be awesome, Kim. I would love to come back on and go into more detail with that. Probably the easiest way to reach me is a website.
Okay.
5MinuteEnergyTips.com.
5MinuteEnergyTips. Okay, perfect.
.com, yeah. So it's the number 5MinuteEnergyTips with an S, .com. And there's also a free gift for anybody who goes to that page with my 10 top tips.
Okay,
so,
very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And share our show with everyone. And I'd love to have you back. And again, thank you so much for your book.
You are so welcome, Kim. It's been a real pleasure.
You got thank it. You. All right. Well, I'm really excited. It is that time of year again when we've got the Thousand Oaks 5th Annual Brew Fest. And, of course, it's presented by the Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks, the Kiwanis Club. And I love what you guys do out there. We've got Randy Senzig in the studio with us. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. And of course, you always have a great time. We've been actually already giving away tickets, and we're excited for our listeners. In fact, let's throw some more out on the table there.
Yeah, Thousand Oaks Brew Fest, hosted by Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, happening this Thursday, August 25th from 4 to 8, located at 1379 East Jans Road, Thousand Oaks, Lakeside Pavilion. Call right now. Get your tickets, 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. I love it. Bill of fare. Let's see. We've got the breweries, we've got the brew fest, and we've got the food. I love it. So I think we're set.
We are more than set.
There
we
you go.
We actually have live music there as well.
Okay.
And it's by the very popular band here in Ventura County. It's called Ignition.
Okay.
And we like to say, if you're not dancing, you're probably dead.
Ooh, okay. Sounds good. And now, of course, this is the fifth year. I mean, you guys have been doing this, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, although I see that you've only sold 150 tickets, so you're kind of keeping it, like, very cool, right?
Well, that's actually for the Brewfest Plus area.
Oh, only for the... Okay,
right.
So talk to us. What is the Brewfest? I'm so glad that we brought that up.
Okay, we actually have general admission, which the last 2 years we've sold out, and we sold out at 750 tickets.
Okay.
Well, what we wanted to do was actually enhance the experience. So rather than go the full VIP tent, we actually did a Brewfest Plus. Now, inside the Brewfest Plus is 3 restaurants and 2 wineries. And we have a couple of our breweries, Firestone Barrel Works, and they are bringing a very, very special brew, which is not going to be on in the general admission area.
Okay.
Barrel Works is kind of a whole bunch of renegade brewers up there at Firestone, and they create something special. So the only other place you'll be able to taste this is up in Buellton.
Okay.
The other one is 5 Threads. They're relatively new, about 2 years old brewery. They're in Westlake. I asked him, I says, do you have something special, like kind of under the counter that you might be bringing? And he says, you know what, for this event and to be in the Brewfest Plus area, he says, I'm going to bring a very, very special brew that every,
those people.
So we've limited Brewfest Plus to 150.
Okay.
We've already sold 150 tickets.
Okay.
So, and once we get to 150, we're capping it.
Okay.
And once we get to 750 for general admission, we're capping it.
Okay.
So I highly recommend you get on because sales right now are double of what they were
last
year.
That's what you said.
Year.
That's great. People are looking for a good time.
Yep. Always.
We actually have people, believe it or not, flying in. Last year, we had people coming in from Florida, Colorado, Northern California, and New York. And people were driving in from actually Northern California as well, and also San Diego.
You throw a good party.
The Kiwanis are known for throwing a really, really nice event.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So again, tell us where it's at. And of course, it's in Thousand Oaks at the Lakeside Pavilion, correct?
Correct. It's behind the Thousand Oaks Library. And this year we've done something really nice. We've got shuttle services. So rather than walk the full distance of the park, if you happen to be getting there later, just go to a shuttle stop. They'll pick you up and they'll take you right to the front door of our event.
Perfect. Do we need to bring chairs or is there seating? Or
there is plenty of seating.
Okay.
You know, one of the other things that we do, we'll have sodas there, water, because sometimes it does get a little warm. So, and that's all free.
Okay.
The wine is free as well in general admission. We'll be pouring samples as well.
Okay.
One of the things we're doing different this year is everybody gets a tasting glass, and it's a glass.
Okay.
And it's actually, some people are keeping them as souvenirs of the events.
Right.
And so you can actually walk up and ask the brewer about how they make their beer and what they're serving and then get a taste.
Very cool. Tickets, how much are they for general? And then how much are, I guess we can't get any more Brewfest, right?
Well, the Brewfest Plus tickets are still available.
Okay. So you got a few left.
Yeah, we have a very few left.
Okay.
So I would highly recommend going to the website, tobrewfest.com, and just go to the ticket page and go ahead and order them there. They're $70. If there are any left, they'd be $75 at the door. But we're thinking we're actually going to sell that one out too.
Okay.
And right now the tickets are $60 online and also at the door. We were running a special, but that's passed. So $60 for all the tastes, wine, beer. We have about 21 breweries in there now. One of the other things we've added this year was Strongbow.
Oh, okay.
You know, Patrick Stewart, you know, he runs those great commercials.
Yeah.
Well, Strongbow's going to be there. We also have Thatcher's Cider. So these are a couple of hard cider.
So when you say Thatcher's Cider, I used to think, oh, apple cider. Well, no, it's wine. I mean, it's beer cider, correct?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's got a little kick to it.
Yeah, a lot of kick to it. I love it.
Yeah,
so.
Last year was actually a big hit. We were really surprised by that. And in fact, we have a People's Choice Award. And they got number two.
Oh, see?
A Swedish cider company got number two for in the entire People's Choice. And we also vote for the best food as well, which I should mention, Kiwanis is actually serving brats.
Oh, I love brats.
Now, think about this. The finest craft beer around and one hand, and on the other hand, a nice brat.
There's nothing better. Can they do it lettuce wrap? No.
I don't think so.
No.
Kind of
I'll take
the
it
purpose,
up. I know. So, well, anyways, I'm really excited to be a part of this again. This is so much fun. We've got tickets to give away, so let's do that again right now.
We do. Happening this Thursday, August 25th, 4 to 8, 1379 East Jans Road, Thousand Oaks, Lakeside Pavilion. It's the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest, hosted by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. Call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and we'll call you right back.
There you go. And we want to see everybody out there. This is a great, I love that it's a Thursday, so it's not really, like really taking over your weekend, and yet at the same time, it's a little break in the middle of the week, right?
This is a very nice happy hour event.
There you
okay.
go.
We've had
it.
A number
it's
of brewers.
It's a long happy hour. I like
I know.
That.
My kind of happy hour. Exactly.
Right.
I love it.
Now,
so,
by the way, one thing at 3:30, if you buy a Brewfest Plus ticket, you get a half an hour early entry to not only the Brewfest plus area, but also general admission as well.
Nice.
So
nice.
It'll be
that's 3:30. Where I'm going.
Yeah, that's right. From 3:30 to we say last call 7:30.
7:30.
So, but it does run till 8.
Yeah.
So basically, have time. Your Uber application on your phone there, beforehand.
I love it. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And one thing, Kiwanis Club is a service organization. It's a charity. 100% of the funds that we raise goes back into the community. And the reason why I say that is because we're all volunteers.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. Tell everybody what Kiwanis Club is, because you guys are, there's some amazing people in there.
You know, Kiwanis Club is actually a worldwide organization. Okay, we're in about 70 different countries. We raise hundreds of millions of dollars a year. We partner with people like UNICEF for neonatal tetanus in wiping out that situation for all of the children. We've actually wiped it out in about 22 countries worldwide. We support the local schools. We have what we call key clubs, Kiwanis Educating Youth. And we sponsor these key clubs in the high schools. And then because of the success of Brewfest, we've been able to double the amount of scholarships we give away. And we've also established a fund for those, we'll call them rebound kids, turnaround kids. They don't have to be 4.0 students and going to UCLA or USC. They can be kids that have got a 3.0 average, and all of a sudden they're going to get a check for $1,000 in a scholership.
That's awesome.
That is the most amazing thing in the world. Now, we kind of like referring ourselves to like the mothership. We actually raise money. And then we also support 35 other charities and service organizations in our area.
I love that when organizations and foundations help other you know what I mean? It's like we all, my saying,
village.
Yeah, many hands make little work. Yeah. Randy, we're almost at the end of our show. Tell everybody, if they don't win tickets, where do they get them?
You can go to tobrewfest.com. And just click on the tickets button. It'll take you right there. Real simple process. And what will happen is you'll get an email with a ticket, and you just bring that with you. And we'll scan it at the door. You get your wristband. You pick up your tasting glass, and you're in.
There you go. I love it. Again, can't wait to join you all this Thursday coming. And, of course, August 25th, and starting at 3:30 if you get those Brewfest tickets, if not 4 o'clock. And it will be another great time. So thank you again.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
You got it. All right, Chad, we are at the end of our show.
We are.
And, wow, lots of great gifts that we gave away and lots of great guests. So, again, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. There comes a time when you have to stop crossing oceans for people who wouldn't jump puddles for you. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. You have a great weekend. I hope to see everybody out at the air show and then, of course, at the Brewfest. And we'll talk to you next week.
Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer.